Have you ever felt like the unknown artist out there in your studio wondering, why is nobody buying my art? Why does nobody know what I'm doing out here? Don't they know I'm creating beautiful stuff? Well, hey, listen, you're not alone. A lot of people struggle with that, and I'm going to be tackling that head on today here on 5-Minute Mentoring. Have you ever wanted to have someone in your life who you could ask real questions about your art, your business, and even your walk with the Lord? Well, that's exactly what we do every Friday here on 5-Minute Mentoring, where I answer one question from one of my awesome podcast listeners in order to help you start really thriving as the artist you know God created you to be. Well, hey, everybody. It's happy Friday. I'm so glad that you're here with me on 5-Minute Mentoring. Listen, I'm so glad to be able to answer this question today because we have all been there. I know you have. I've been there. There have been times in my art career where I've been sitting in the studio going, listen, God, I'm making some awesome stuff. Why is nobody buying this? Why is nobody walking through the door? And so, listen, we've all struggled with it. We've all gone through it. I'm going to tackle it head on today and hopefully give you some just real practical information about how to move through that in your life. But first, I want to give a shout out. You know, I love giving a shout out every week to my listeners. And I just thank you so much for all of you who are listening every week. Thousands and thousands of people all over the world. And this one is from Susan Neal. She says, inspirational podcast. I found this podcast to be very inspiring and motivating for me as a Christian author. With an eternal purpose in creating my prose or anyone's artwork, feeling connected with others who would do the same is satisfying. This podcast is helping me stay motivated with an eternal purpose in mind. Well, Susan, thank you so much again. I really appreciate you taking the time to share your feedback on the podcast. It really means the world to me to know that what I'm doing here on the podcast and through Facebook and everything that we do is a blessing in your life. And listen, if you're a regular listener out there and you've not written a review for the podcast, please take a moment right now and do that on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And who knows, maybe you'll be the next artist that I give a shout out to right here on 5-Minute Mentoring. All right. Well, listen, I want to jump into this topic of why is nobody buying my stuff? Why is nobody buying my art? Because it can be a real, real big frustration. And one of my listeners, Lorraine, actually she and her daughter are asking a question today about that and about the struggle that they feel in that place. So here's their question.
My name is Lorraine Wells. My daughter's name is Kaya. We currently live in Idaho. My daughter and I are both artists. I do pencil drawings of animals as well as 3D art and animation for games. My daughter does drawings of dragons primarily and is exceptionally gifted with digital painting. I have created separate websites, Zazzle stores, and Facebook pages for each of us. I created a new group on MeWe called Social Art Gallery for artists and art collectors. Yet still, we have not been able to make money with our artwork. I even have friends I've known for 10 to 15 years who said they didn't know I was an artist until recently. How do we get past this barrier of the unknown artist and start making money?
Lorraine, thanks so much for your question. And unfortunately, it's a really, really common question that I get from artists all the time, no matter what the creative medium is. And all of the world, doesn't matter if you're from the United States, Canada, Australia, whatever. It seems to be a common reoccurring thing. One of the things that I always tell people, and if you've heard me speak or read any of my books or anything, I always say this one thing, no connection, no sale. You can almost 99.9% of the time look back at the struggle that an artist is having in selling their work, and 99% of the time, you can connect that back to the lack of connection in what they're doing in their marketing. See, a lot of times when people start to sell their art or want to get into the market and sell their art, they automatically kind of default to what I call this kind of used car salesman thing. You know, it's kind of like, hey, you want to buy my stuff? I got stuff. You want to buy my stuff? And everybody's like, what? Huh? And if that doesn't work, then they just think, well, I'm just not good with people. I'll just sell online. And so I'll start, like you said, a Zazzle store. I'll start an eBay store. I'll start an Etsy store. That's the hot thing now. I'll get on Saatchi.com. I'll get on Fine Art America. And they think somehow, because they just put a website out there or they put a bunch of images on a storefront, that all of a sudden, magically, their art is going to sell. And listen, nothing could be further from the truth. Because again, why? No connection, no sale. See, people don't buy art because they need it. And they certainly don't buy expensive art because they need it. They buy it because they connect with you, the artist, your process, the things that you value or things that they value, you know, the subject matter, the experience around that, the story of how you create, lots and lots of different reasons why people create and why people buy. But at the end of the day, they're all based in connection. And the beautiful thing in connection is the more that you build connection, the more that you really separate yourself from the crowd and you really eliminate your competition. See, right now, what you're in, Lorene, and maybe if you're listening today, you're in the same place. What you're in right now is what I would call that red water. It's that water that all the piranhas are in when something falls in the Amazonian River. You know, there, all of a sudden that wild boar falls in the water and all the piranhas hit it, bam, and there's just red everywhere. Why? Because everybody's trying to feed off the same thing. And that's what happens when you get on these websites to sell art, these big, huge websites. Unless you are making yourself unique and setting a real differential for yourself in the marketplace, you're just one of literally tens of thousands of people doing the same sort of thing, and you're not special. Now, you may think, well, I am special. God's put something in me that's special. Well, then here's the deal. You got to start to tell that story. You got to start to build that special relationship with your customers in the context of the marketplace, in your social media, on your website, at shows, in your email newsletter, in blogs, in video, and all the things that we do nowadays to be able to tell our story. That's what you have to do in order to begin to build connection. It's really, honestly, the reason why I started the Created to Thrive Artist Mentoring Program. We've got over 900 artists in that program right now from all over the world. And I love seeing when they walk through the step-by-step teaching that I do in this area, how they start to really get freedom and confidence in selling their work, selling their first piece, or being able to raise their prices or quit their job, quit a part-time job and start selling their art part or full-time. It's really, really exciting for me. And then the second part of that, once you start to build connection with people, the other thing that you've got to do is you've got to build what I call a vehicle, all right? A vehicle to take your work to the marketplace. See, having a website and being on, you know, Zazzle or whatever it is, you know, that you're on, Etsy or whatever, that's not good or bad. The market doesn't care, honestly, what website you're on. That just becomes a way for people to purchase your work after they've built connection with you, all right? Now, you can use that in the context of developing connection, sure. Having videos on there, talking about your story, that sort of thing. But most of that is going to happen outside of those kind of websites. They're going to happen in the context of the wider marketplace. The third thing I would say, and maybe these are in reverse order today, is in order to build connection, you've got to know who your clients are, or at least a direction that you can begin to move into. I know for most artists that I know, myself included, who are making an extremely good living in selling their art, the reason they're able to do that is because, number one, they're not doing what everybody else is doing. They're very unique. They've learned to tell that story in the marketplace, and they've learned to tell it in a way that builds significant connection with a niche group of clients. Once you begin to do that, once you begin to put yourself out there, build connection, begin to understand why people are buying your work and how to deepen that connection over time so that your work begins to respond in this kind of symbiotic, beautiful relationship back and forth to not only what the Lord's doing in your heart creatively, but also what the market is responding to, that's where real success in the marketplace starts to happen. And like I said, that's really the core of what we do in the marketing part of our Created to Thrive Artist Mentoring Program. Lorene, I would definitely encourage you and your daughter to check that out. You can check it out, the link in the show notes or just at my website, matttommymentoring.com, and definitely will help you walk through the process of understanding who you are as an artist, what God's got for you, how to begin to set yourself apart from the marketplace, how to grow as an artist, and then how to create a vehicle to take you into the marketplace so that you can do the thing that God's called you to do. See, I just as an aside here at the very end of this, you know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, I don't think I should be selling my art. I don't think you should be selling art that God inspires you to do because, you know, you should just be giving that away. And I'm like, hogwash. Your provision in the kingdom comes from the assignment that God has given you. But you've got to learn how to walk successfully in the marketplace in order to be able to receive that provision. You got to develop mastery. You got to develop connection. You've got to develop a vehicle that will allow you to take what you do to the marketplace. Otherwise, unless you do that, you have a hobby. And for a lot of people, that may be great. For a lot of people, that may not be great. And so for Lorene and for others, they're looking for something more. They want to make an income from their art. And you can absolutely do that. But you've got to learn how to build connections. So Lorene, I hope this helps. Hope it'll give you some food for thought. And like I said, definitely check out the mentoring program. I know it'll be a huge, huge blessing in your life. How do you know, Matt? Well, we have tons and tons of testimonials, and you can read those on the website, but you know, I don't want to keep going on about it because it sounds like I'm bragging, but honestly, of anything that I've ever done in my life, this mentoring program is an incredible vehicle that God's using to help bring artists into the fullness of who he's called them to be. And I'd love to help you too, Lorene. So, hey, bless you guys so much. I'm so glad that you're on the podcast today. Please take a moment and review it. Let me know if it's a blessing in your life. Also, just hit the share button. You can share it on Facebook, Instagram, wherever your friends are, and let them know that it's been a blessing in your life. All right. Hey, until next time, remember, you were created to thrive. I love you so much, and I'll see you back again here on the Thriving Christian Artist Podcast. All right. Bye.